From now on, we play for real. Narrated by Julie Abel. Narrated for Cupido in collaboration with Saga. From now on, we play for real by Dave W. Hi, Christine. I was no sooner through the door than she met me in the corridor. Sorry I'm a bit late, but you're going up to Guru this evening, aren't you? We weren't going to be eating together anyway. I can just make myself something simple after you've gone. She'd come right up to me and stopped me with a single look. She was wearing a short, tight black skirt, and her close-fitting stretchy top was pulled tight over her wonderful soft large breasts. I knew perfectly how well late I was and that this was something she hated. As a matter of fact, it was quite a common reason for my having to undergo a period of correction in her lap at rather irregular intervals. Let me immediately make it clear, however, that it was I that had originally taken the initiative for this kind of game. Old-fashioned upbringing was one of my biggest turn-ons, and having once taken the courage to confide this to her, she had acquiesced to the game, to start with, particularly because I wanted to, but as time went on, I was able to chain that she too had an erotic payoff from it. But today, I wasn't in the mood for playing, even though I understood what Christine had planned. That morning, when I made up our bed, as usual after she'd hurried off to work, I found her black lace underwear lying there, along with her wooden hairbrush. That meant that I was to hand wash her undies, a quite normal element of our game, of which I was generally very appreciative, and that she would take me over her knee in the evening for a seeing to with a brush on my naked bottom, in accordance with the time-honoured rituals and principles of old-fashioned upbringing. But today, I didn't fancy a beating and, to put it plainly and simply, that was why I dawdled about late in the office. I'd actually thought she'd been gone by the time I got home. A bit late? Christine looked at her watch. You should have been here an hour ago. And I note that my underwear remains unwashed, and that you've put the hairbrush back where it belongs. Are you maybe trying to pretend that you didn't get the message? There was something in her tone of voice and the way she looked at me that made me rather unsure. I half fell into the usual role play, almost, without wanting to. I'm sorry, Christine. I know I should have washed your underwear and that I ought to have called... She just looked at me. And I felt constrained to continue. I know I deserve to be punished when I don't behave as I should. Are you supposed to be going out this evening and I... She was immovable. It was like there was something even more determined in her look that made me feel as if it wasn't the normal game. Go to your room and get ready, she said curtly. You know how I want you. When I come in 5 minutes, I expect you to be ready. She stalked past me and disappeared into the lounge. I was left, standing, gazing after her round, challenging backside, listening to her high-heeled shoes clacking away with determined steps, feeling that familiar hole in the pit of my stomach, and noticing that I couldn't prevent the normal physiological reaction which makes it impossible for us men to conceal our sexual arousal.